Every spring, I join a group of people at our community college who volunteer to read scholarship applications. It's something I look forward to and dread. Here's the part I dread. I have to choose. Tell me, who would you select among the 17 applicants for a scholarship that will barely cover someone's books for the year? Would you pick the single mother of three who suffered a brain injury, yet volunteers her time in several organizations, and earns just above a B average? How about the B-plus immigrant who works a minimum wage job to help his parents because they are part of the working poor and his sister is disabled? Maybe you would go for the A-minus student who used to be homeless and on drugs and is finally getting her life together because she has a child she wants to support. You see, I have a hard time deciding because I think they all deserve scholarships. I believe that everyone who really wants to learn and works hard at it should be given the opportunity. Of all the things we can do to improve our society, educating people pays the highest dividends. Education and earnings are highly correlated, and earnings predict important variables such as health. Yet it's still a challenge for low-income and increasingly middle-income students to attend college. The part I look forward to is telling a student that he or she has won a scholarship, even if it is only one that will cover books for the year. A past scholarship winner said he told his brother he wanted to leave a gang and go to college. His brother scoffed. People like us, we don't belong in college. We belong in jail, which is where his brother happened to be at the moment. Our student earned good grades, enough to transfer to Berkeley. His dream is to become a teacher. With a helping hand, many of our students succeed, and that success turns what could be liabilities into assets that build our communities. So don't make us choose. Consider providing a scholarship for a community college student, and you too can experience the joy of telling someone they have won something special. With The Perspective, I'm Nancy Wolfe.
The opinions expressed in The Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.